Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. My name is Gaia Altshuler, the social-emotional counselor here at the middle school, and I am here, as always, with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing so good.
Good.
It was a really good week.
There were a lot of fun things that happened this week.
There was. It's just like go time, you know? Like this semester just really goes quickly and it's full of so many fun things.
And guess what?
What?
Next week is going to be just as loaded.
Just as loaded because we have
Wacky Wednesday.
Wacky Wednesday. I know I just said next week, but by the time this airs, it will be the following day.
The following day, Wacky Wednesday will be coming. So you will be on bated breath.
Yes.
With your child getting ready for all the wacky fun classes for that day. I'm sure you guys have heard all about it, but we're super excited for it to actually be here. And on Wacky Wednesday, we have a couple things that we wanted to make you aware of.
Yeah, what should parents know for Wacky Wednesday?
First of all, our middle school students will be dressing out in OCS colors, so cardinal, black, white, or gold.
Spirit day.
Yep, and we're still going to follow our dress code of modesty, so we're going to wear full shirts covering our entire torso. And, you know, for our bottoms, we're going to make sure that those are a good length.
What are your thoughts on pajama pants?
I think no, because that's not usually a day. You just said it, pajama pants. And we're not going to be asleep on Wacky Wednesday. We're going to be fully loaded, ready
fully
to go.
Fully alive.
Yes, fully alive, ready to go.
Okay, so dress code, done.
Done. And we are going to start the day with some prayer. And that's going to be awesome because we're just following along our 40 days of prayer and we pray on Wednesdays anyway. So we just thought we would move that time from lunchtime to start our day.
A great plan.
Yeah.
The one other thing we wanted to do before we welcomed our special guest today is give a shout out to our dance team.
They did a great job.
Huge highlight of the spring semester, our dance shows.
Thursday and Friday, they had that fame show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing.
The kids had so much fun. Shout out to Miss Fouts and Miss Rushing. Incredible. We're so lucky to have them. Without further ado, we are back with Mr. Mo, our beloved campus pastor.
I feel sure. We'll go with that.
Okay.
Here's what's
a man
funny about
of many
that.
Titles.
Here's what's funny about that. You know, the title is direct middle school spiritual life director. And we have people come on campus all the time and we're running across parents and adults and you know, prospects, and they're like, "So what do you do here?" I'm the middle school spiritual life director. And they always turn their head kind of like,
what does that mean?
Okay. And then I say, kind of think of it as a campus pastor, and every single time, 100% of the time. Oh. There's just something about, we get that culturally. Yeah. We understand it. So,
all right. So,
hey,
Mr.
thanks
Mo,
for the warm welcome.
We are happy to have you here. We are
happy to be back.
Halfway through 40 days of prayer by the
halfway
time this
through.
Episode comes out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. On the day that on the day we're recording
this,
we're on day 24.
Halfway already.
And so, those of you, the five people to 100 people listening today,
because that's our range.
We grow each week.
And we tweak. We're looking for 110 this week. So your responsibility, listener, is that you
share this.
You share this with somebody.
Like it.
Here
subscribe.
It
comment.
Follow.
Yeah. Hit the bell. Oh, that's YouTube. Oh, okay. All right. So update on 40 Days of Prayer. It has been going amazing. We know that in a community this large, there's a wide variety of experiences, and we have had some good ones. We've got our students from fourth grade all the way through eighth grade here at the middle school that are participating. We have a lunchtime every Wednesday. We get together. We have almost 150 prayer cards that have come in.
Wow.
You know, that come in through our prayer box, and the kids are submitting it. And I want to let you know what's coming in. It ranges all the way from, my mom and dad got in a fight last night, and I feel they're going to get a divorce.
It's heavy.
to my grandpa's dying and my aunt has cancer.
Yep.
To just, hey, I've got friend drama.
Yeah.
They don't put their names on it. We've asked them not to, because we want to just pray over these things and know the Lord knows the names. But we've also got things like, will you ask the Lord to give me a girlfriend?
Big prayers.
Middle school. Right?
So we don't pray for that. We pray that they have enough unique identity to not have to have a girlfriend right now. Right?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And then we have good conversations collectively in chapel and in Bible classes and as a community about what that looks like later on in life. But wow, this past week, and I'm anticipating more this week, but you had already mentioned, Mrs. Cuckoo, we're going to make an adjustment and we're going to do this, have an all middle school, well, 6 through 8 prayer meeting on Wednesday for Wacky Wednesday. We're going to begin the day where everybody gathers up in small groups. We've got 10 categories of prayer. We're going to be praying this. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It sets a tone. We got kids that have kind of been hesitant to come, but I've been inviting them and they're like, okay, I'll come because you asked me, Mr. Mo. I'm like, trust me, you're gonna see something very cool.
Yeah.
And they come back. They didn't even want to come.
Wow.
They were, hey, I'm missing something outside. And then they're coming back on their own and they're experiencing something by serving their community sacrificially with giving up some time during one lunch period.
Mm-hmm.
They're as they're giving, they're receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the gospel message that Jesus gives us, right? As you surrender yourself in service and to me as Lord, I will give you the fullness of what I designed for you. And so they're getting to experience the gospel, not just be told what it is.
Exactly. They get to actively be a part of the spiritual discipline of being in communication, communing with God. And what's awesome is that our students are, their faith is growing because when they put those cards in, they're not doing that just because we told them you can put a prayer in here. They have hope and they have faith when they put that card in that their classmates are going to pray for them. I'm assuming they're praying too on behalf of the things that are going on. And they believe that our Lord and Savior hears them and is wrestling with that with them. And at such a young age, them starting to develop that practice, we're hopeful that that continues in their life. And
to that point, you know, we got a devotion this morning because what we have is we have, for those of you listening that don't know this, every single morning for 40 days, we have a different person, a representative in our community who posts a devotion and a prayer in our inner communication system, you know, Teams. And it's just an encouragement. Everybody's waiting for it.
Yeah.
And the theme today, which I believe you're going to read here in a minute, right, Mrs. Cuckoo?
Yeah.
Was about with you, God being with you.
Yeah.
And,
God being
and this
with
is
you.
Cool. But the students, as they come, we almost had 40 students. You know, 40 students are cramming into a little classroom
to come
in and pray, and they're hearing each other pray. We've got some music playing, and it's awesome. And we even sang together. We're even doing some song together with no music. Just we're singing a cappella together because they know these songs from chapel. They're getting to encounter and experience what that really means to be with. That's a promise that runs through Scripture, and sometimes we feel so alone. But when we come together in community, we get to experience God being with us. And then when we have those alone moments, there's this fascinating thing that we get to do, which is borrow from the collective.
Exactly.
And that is powerful. You can't just speak that into somebody. You have to experience it together. And we have students that are between the ages of 10 and 14 on our campus that are experiencing that now for the first time. And that's part of what the fruit of this 40 days of prayer. And so we're going to keep going.
Yeah, it's been so beautiful to be able to model for our students one of our value outcomes, which is community, which is definitely a biblical, spiritual outcome that the Lord has for us. We were designed to live this life in community. And we've been learning about the armor of God and putting it on in our chapels. And this next week, we're going to talk about the shield of faith. And we're going to talk about what that communal aspect of what that shield really means. And it's not just for you. It works in community together. But let's get back. I digress. Let's get back to Mrs. Sadler. She actually put together our devotion for this Friday. We're recording this on Friday. You will hear this on Tuesday. And it was really a beautiful message about God being present with us. And she talks about her love for starting the school year and her love for her job. But also there's some angst that comes with that. And there's some commitment that comes in that. And there's some hard conversations that comes in that. But she referenced the verse Isaiah 43:2-4. And it talks about this. It says this: when you pass through the water, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. You are precious and honored in my sight, and I love you. Isaiah 43:2-4. It's a beautiful message.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus says before one of his last words, before he ascends, and he's like handing the keys to the kingdom off to the disciples and say, you guys got it. You got to spread the kingdom now. As he says, go and make disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them everything that I've taught you, and I will be with you.
Amen.
So we have this Old Testament text, and Jesus just affirms it. And then as a school, we're embracing this reality and this truth by coming together in community and showing and experiencing this truth together.
Awesome.
For our call to action, Mr. Mo, I have one last question. We are halfway through.
Sure.
We start with so much excitement and just expectation to give something up, remove something from our life, and then add something to our life, be committed to prayer. That can start to be difficult as the days go to find that same endurance for this process. So what would you encourage the parents with to keep going? How could parents encourage their student to keep going all the way to this 40-day mark?
Perfect. Great question. Okay. So we believe in something around here. We believe that leaders, let's just say parents in your own homes, right? Mm-hmm. Leaders, the people in authority, are the ones that create culture. And then when the leaders create culture, culture is what drives behavior. And behavior, when it's driven by the leaders, it is what produces results. And so, yes, we asked everybody in the community to remove something for 40 days that they know was holding them back and that adds something to their life that could give them breakthrough in where they wanted to go or what they might believe God might be doing in their life. And so I know if you're listening to this, you've probably seen our WhatsApp, hopefully, if you're not on it.
Yeah, hopefully.
Right? You're getting the prayers as well. So as a parent, as leaders at the school, we have to understand that if it's not happening in us, then it's not happening through us. So what do you have going on that maybe you need to reset? And then one thing you can do is have communication.
Yeah.
Communication at the dinner table, in the car. Hey, what's going on in chapel? How are the 40 days going? Have you went? Hey, what was it that you took out? How's that going?
Right.
Right. Sometimes we just need the reminder, oh, I've kind of lost my way a little bit, and let that sit to the side. Hey, we got to have communication and be doing it in our own lives in order to model that and help our students encounter the reality of that. We got to keep going, got to stay consistent. So that would be one practical thing, right? Evaluate where you're at, ask questions, talk, use this as a reset.
Modeling is the best teacher.
Yeah,
absolutely. We hope this episode encouraged you.
Yes.
Until next time.
In the middle with you.
Amen.